Thank you, Mr. President. This is the time that the County Council holds hearing on zoning applications, and because the Council uses the information obtained during the hearings to decide whether to adopt an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map in the manner requested by the applicant, they're considered legislative hearings. Each application will be announced. The director will provide council with a copy of the minutes from the planning and zoning hearing, and those minutes will be made a part of the record along with any exhibits introduced at the planning and zoning hearing. The applicant will then be called on to present and explain their application and to present any testimony supporting their application. The council may at that time question the applicant and their witnesses. After the applicant has presented their case, the council will provide an opportunity for anyone else who favors the application to speak. Also, any persons who are present and oppose the application will be allowed to state the reasons for their opposition. After opposition statements are made, there will be no rebuttal by the applicant, and the hearing will be closed unless council decides to leave it open for a specific reason. If you do intend to speak, you're required to come to the front podium, stand at the speaker stand, and state your name and home address before you make a statement. If you represent or speak for a group or organization, please identify who you represent. When you make your statement, please be concise. If you have a written statement, hand it to me, and it will be made part of the record. You are not required to read your written statement. If there is more than one witness for the applicant or more than one person in opposition, please do not repeat points that a prior speaker has already stated. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion. No applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. Please do not do anything that distracts from the proceedings. If you have a cell phone, pager, beeper, or other telephonic device with you, please take time now to turn it off. The applicant or their representatives will not be allowed to question persons who speak in opposition, and persons who speak in opposition will not be allowed to question the applicant or their witnesses. At the conclusion of the hearing on each application, council may either approve it, deny it, or defer it to a later date. If the Planning and Zoning Commission deferred action, council will do likewise.
Thank you, Mr. Moore. Mr. Lang?
Yes, the first application is change of zone number 1652, the application of Elena Pedrell to amend the comprehensive zoning map from an AR1 agriculture residential district to a B1 neighborhood business district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, for land lying southeast of Savannah Road, also referred to as Route 9, 180 feet southwest of Quaker Road, and to be located on 25,000 square feet, more or less. For benefit of council, I have four copies of the packet provided by the applicant, which is a part of the record and is referenced in my text on my report. Planning and Zoning Commission held a public hearing on this application on July 9th of 2009. Reference in my report is the exhibit documents provided by the applicant. We also received comments from DLDOT making reference that traffic impact study was not recommended, that the existing level of service E of Savannah Road will not change as a result of this application. We heard comments from the Sussex Conservation District making reference to soils. We heard comments from the County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division. We received one letter in opposition from Andrew Malinowski, making reference to the change of zone and expressing concerns that the Quakertown area is a mixture of personal residences and professional office buildings. That B1 zoning would allow for a number of various businesses, including laundromats, cigarette outlets, 7-Eleven stores, and other commercial retail stores, which are not in character with Quakertown, and added that he would support a conditional use. We also received a letter from Carol M. Short referencing her opposition to the rezoning. Dr. Elena Pedrell was present with Heidi Balliet of Attorney with Tunnel Razor and gave testimony and presentations. We also received a copy of a sketch of the existing footprint of the residence, which includes floor area calculations and living area breakdowns. There were no parties present in support of the application. Andrew Malinowski was present in opposition and has stated he was not opposed to the use but to the rezoning and expressed concerns about the many other uses that are permitted in B1 zoning classification. That he was required to obtain a conditional use for his office across Savannah Road and that he would not object to a conditional use for the doctor's office. At the conclusion of the public hearing, the commission discussed this application. Mr. Johnson stated he would move that the commission recommend denial of change zone 1652 for Elena Petrell to change the zoning from AR1 to B1 based on the record. And since the property is located in the area of Route 9, being Savannah Road, where other properties have been subject to conditional use, that the use would be better suited with a conditional use instead of a B1 zoning, which will allow for greater development of the property than the adjoining properties. That he would recommend to the council to suggest to the applicant that she withdraw the application for B1 and that in so doing to give the applicant an expedited review for a conditional use on the property. There was a motion, a second, and carried unanimously to forward this application to council with a recommendation that the application be denied for the reasons stated in that motion carried 3-0. One additional thing, just from conversation with the commission and parts of the presentation, there was, we were just wondering how many conditional uses have been granted on Route 9, and I just went from Savannah Road, or on Savannah Road, both sides, from Westcott's Corner to the railroad, which is basically town limits, and there were 26 conditional uses and 6 rezonings. Mm-hmm. So
rezoning to what?
Well, there's 3 or 4 B1s and 2 C1s.
C1.
Right. So what I have here, I'll pass it down, okay, is a copy of what's in red, mm-hmm, is B1 and C1, and then what's in yellow is the conditional uses, and they're 90% doctor's offices.
Okay. I'm sorry. Where's the site?
Oh, the site's right here.
Okay.
Right there.
Okay. I see.
We've done that on a couple other projects, like Tower Shores. There were so many multifamily approval that we just came up with it just to see what was there and how many.
Mm-hmm.
So I just tried it on this one. I didn't think there was that many. Mm-hmm. Now, that 26 includes some that were like 1 or 2 times on the same site for a change of use, but it was still a conditional use. And there were a couple of them were actually changed conditional use that converted to a B1. And that's all I have unless you have questions.
Any questions for Mr. Lang?
I don't know what is it. Help me understand. How would this applicant, say that we did not approve it, how could we make sure that this application received expedited review? Because it's been hanging around for over two years, and I don't know when they filed it, but it's been a long time.
They originally filed on December 14th of 07.
So right. How do we do that?
If the council chose to accept a withdrawal, or even if they denied it, the applicant, because it's a rezoning, would have the right to reapply as a conditional use.
Right.
And if so doing, and the council decided to expedite it, it could be fast-tracked, and it would probably be heard in 10 weeks.
10 weeks.
10 or 12 weeks, probably.
Okay.
So we already have some that are scheduled, but it would be about 10 weeks.
Okay.
These are C1 to B1.
Thank you.
Any other questions for Mr. Lang? Everett, would you like to conduct it?
Sure. Ms. Balliette, can you take the floor?
Good evening. My name is Heidi Balliette, and I'm with the law firm of Tunnel & Razor. And here with me this evening is Dr. Elena Petrell, and we're here to present our application for change of zone 1652. Just for introduction purposes, Dr. Petrell is a licensed psychiatrist, and she collaborates with BB Hospital as a consultant. And right now, as you'll see in the packet that we had sent in, she currently resides in the property. And what we're here for this evening is to address the change of zone. I will attempt not to address issues dealing with site plan, but some items may touch upon that. So I just want to emphasize we're here for change of zone, not site plan approval. And as Mr. Lank indicated, our project summary booklet was moved into the record at the planning and zoning hearing, and most of the information we're submitting is from that. And as I stated, our application is for a change of zone, and it's for from AR1 to B1. The permitted use that Dr. Petrell is going to be seeking is for general business and professional offices, which is a permitted use under 11569, and she is submitting her change of zone for that permitted use. Although it's not pertinent to the application, I would like to point out that the applicant proposes to operate her own doctor's office from the site using the current buildings. Her plan is not to demolish the building and build a larger structure. She plans on using the structure that's there for its use. So in support of the application, the first item is the predominant use of the general vicinity. As Mr. Lank has indicated, there are several upzonings, B1, C1, conditional uses. Where we focused was from Dr. Pedrell's property towards West Coates Corner, not in towards Lewis. So from Dr. Pedrell's property, which is also across the street from WSFS, from that up to West Coates, we believe is more business type use rather than the other area, which may contain some residential. But we have three B1s. Two are within 350 feet of her property. Dr. Palakar's office is 1526 Savannah Road. Keller Williams' office is 1545 Savannah Road. And I would like to make note of the Keller Williams office because that was the last one that was approved along the section of highway that we're aware of. And it was changed from AR1 to B1. I actually presented that for the applicant in that hearing. And that is within 350 feet of her property boundary. And there's also another B1 property on Clay Road just behind her site near West Coates Corner. The C1 property is located primarily at West Coates Corner. And we have five conditional uses within 500 feet of the site, the first one being the WSFS site, which is right across the street. That has two conditional uses on it, as Mr. Lank indicated. The Wilgus Associates building is at 1520 Savannah Road, and that has multiple use. It does have a doctor's office, insurance, realty company. 1518 Savannah Road is currently used by Virginia Drake as her law office. There's a conditional use at Bayview Medical Center, the Bay Health Associates at 1535 Savannah Road, and then Dr. Speaker's office behind Happy Harry's. The utility services to the applicant site, she currently has sewer connected. There are no plans to redevelop the site, so the current EDUs are sufficient for her use. She does have one additional EDU, as indicated in the sewer department letter, that could be allocated to her. But without any plans to redevelop the site, we don't see that that's necessary. And she has private water on site currently. Dealing with traffic, there's no objections by DelDOT to the site, as per the support facilities report, which is in the file. There's not an increase of traffic that we would expect to the site by the applicant for her proposed use either. And as I said, although we're not seeking site plan approval, one of the questions you might have deals with parking, and we discussed that at the Planning Commission hearing. There's ample land area on the site for her to have sufficient parking. Her plans would require about five spaces. And as we discussed at the commission, there's area for parking behind the property as well as in front of the property. Dealing with the need of the community, the site is currently a desirable area of Savannah Road for medical offices. We heard that from Mr. Lank in his map that he sent around. The proposed B1 use as a medical office would be consistent with the other uses in the area, and the trend is moving towards that approved type use. The use proposed is not going to be adverse to the area. It's not going to reduce property values. Many of the other uses that are there appear to be businesses. You can look at them, you can see that they're business. Although she plans to still use the house, it will still conform to the look and style of the community as well. The applicant recognizes the need in the area for doctor's office, and she seeks to operate her own and to fulfill that need in the community. Therefore, we believe the land use and development trends in the area would allow this to be an appropriate site for rezoning to B1 for a medical type office. If you look at the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan, this property falls within the environmentally sensitive developing area, and in quote, it suggests that B1 type uses in the plan should be limited to neighborhood shopping and businesses to serve the rapidly expanding population. Well, we certainly have that type of rapidly expanding population in this area in Lewis. And the plan addresses as well as the application being the type of that the plan desires as B1 zoning. A rezone to B1 would permit and be consistent with those uses in the immediate area. It's not overly broad to permit other uses that would not be acceptable. In fact, we believe the market would curb some of those uses that other people in the area might find that they would not want near them, as Dr. Malinowski had raised. In fact, we believe B1 uses are more consistent than the AR1 uses as the property is currently zoned. A rezone is appropriate to eliminate the need to keep returning to the county for permission for other appropriate uses. We've all seen conditional use applications that are so narrowly drawn, they have to keep coming back for reapproval for a similar type use. You have to seek the rezoning for conditional use, and the time frame that's involved with that is very burdensome. The various uses that this site would be appropriate for are those named in the B1 zoning. This area has become a B1 type district based on the prior applications. The Planning and Zoning Commission voted against this because they stated the trend in the area was for conditional uses rather than rezoning. And the opposition present at the Planning Commission hearing did not object to the proposed use, just the application for being change of zone. We feel the planning and zoning decision was an error. They looked at the conditional uses as being the latest approvals, when in fact, as I presented earlier this evening, the Keller Williams building was the last rezoning or the last approval, and it was a rezoning. The original trend in the Lewis area for this section was to permit conditional uses. To the Quakertown residents, we heard many of them in opposition early on, out of fear that the residential area was going to become more businesslike, and it has. The residences have been converted to doctor's offices, and I think the conditional uses are demonstrating that that area of Savannah Road is now more businesslike than it is residential. And I think what Mr. Lank is representing by the number of applications that are there, you can see it's more of a business use. It's not residential anymore. There are residential houses still there, but there are very few. And as I said, the one property I mentioned, the old Dreamweaver site, which had an original conditional use, was converted to B1 in 2007. Dr. Palakar's office was also rezoned to B1, and both sites are within 350 feet to the property. The uses listed under B1 that could be a concern to the opposition would require more square footage than we have in order to accommodate the undesirable use. If you look at a gas station, they require a larger area, and this lot is only 25,000 square feet, and it wouldn't accommodate some of those other uses. So I think the market itself would simply not support those uses for that site. But on the other hand, consistent B1 uses that are listed right in 11569 of the zoning code list a bakery, barber, beauty shop, catering business, clinics, flower shops, veterinary clinics, shoe repair shops, radio stations, retail type business, or artist studio. Those are all uses consistent with this area. And as I said, the trend has shifted, and the B1 uses are consistent uses. If limited to a conditional use, the applicant would have to come back to the council and the county every time there was a change. As we know, the conditional uses are narrowly drawn and very limited. Therefore, we believe a B1 is an appropriate zone for this property. So in conclusion, the granting of the change of zone is in accordance with the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan. It promotes the health, safety, morals, convenience, order, prosperity, and welfare of the present and future inhabitants of Sussex County. And the adoption of the change of zone is for the general convenience and welfare of the inhabitants of Sussex County. So we respectfully request that you would change the property to B1 with our application.
Do you have any other witnesses?
Dr. Pedrell, if you can come forward, I'll just have her affirm the statements I've made into the record. Dr. Pedrell, can you state your name and address for the record?
Yeah, I'm Dr. Pedrell, Elena Pedrell. I live on 1516 Savannah Road in Lewis, which is the property we're talking about.
Did you hear the comments made on your behalf this evening that I read into the record?
Yes, I did.
Are the statements accurate to the best of your knowledge?
I think so.
And do you wish to affirm those statements I've made and accepted those into the record?
I do accept them, yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. So we're free to answer any questions you might have.
Any questions from council?
just, you didn't submit any kind of photos or anything of the existing businesses. I didn't see anything in here.
Of the neighboring businesses
now?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay.
All right. Thank you very much.
Are there any other witnesses that would like to speak in behalf of this application? Are there anyone else that would like to speak in behalf of the application? If not, is there anyone that would like to speak in opposition to the application? You can come forward, please. And state your name and address for the record.
I am Andrew Malinowski. I live at 203 West Side Drive, Rehoboth Beach. I received conditional use for the property directly across from Dr. Petrell's office a number of years ago. It was conditional use for professional offices. And I had no problem having other people, other professionals in the building. The attorney for Dr. Petrell continues to say that you have to keep coming back because there, the conditional use is drawn so narrowly. Well, it's not drawn that narrowly as long as the professional offices. And that's why I object to the B1, because it opens up the door for more for undesirable businesses there, because you can do any type of retail, even though it's a neighborhood. Carol Short, my next-door neighbor, also is directly across the street, and she opposes this. And she sent a letter to Planning and Zoning and Council like I did. The change for Keller to rezoning, that was Dreamweaver. Well, that was basically considered a B1 before, so that did change. It wasn't any drastic change because that was operated as a Dreamweaver, as a retail store. Dr. Palakar, I think, was in there as B1 for a long time before the conditional use of council came into being. And Dr. Pollack is two doors down from me on the other side, and he has conditional use, as are mostly all the physician's office along there. The idea that it has to be narrowly drawn, if it's professional, and this is what I asked about when I received conditional use a number of years ago. If something were to happen to my wife, I didn't want it just for a dental office. I would like it to have professional offices, and there was some bantering around, and they said, well, you know, even real estate people, they're considered professionals, and I have a bank in there now, and they're professionals, they in the building where I built, and it is a regional office for WSFS Bank. We have engineers, the architectural computer engineers in the building also. So, I mean, these were, when I went back to council or over to county, they said that's perfectly acceptable as a professional office. And I have no objection to a conditional use, but I do for professional offices, which is consistent with the area, but I am opposed to B1. There's plenty of B1. You have Happy Harry's down there. You have all that Five Points area and in the area. There's plenty close by. But this area where what I'm speaking about, where I'm in, it is professional offices, and that's what I like to keep it as a conditional use if you approve. I don't approve, I oppose to the B1. Thank you.
Your lot is right across Savannah Road from
yes.
this?
Yes.
Okay,
it's
so
directly
then.
Directly across the street.
You have lot 5 or lot 4? I see a conditional use on lot 5, 1.83 acres.
1.83 acres, yes, ma'am.
Okay.
It was ordinance number 907,
uh-huh.
and that was back in 1993.
Right. Quite a bit larger than this site we're talking about.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. And the idea that, you know, it could not be, if the house next to Dr. Petrell were sold in the other lot, I mean, it would be a bigger area for a strip market, which it's what I'm looking at in the future. Any other questions?
Thank you very much.
Is there anyone else that would like to speak in opposition? Please come forward.
My name is Barbara Vaughn from the City of Lewis. I just wanted to speak in favor of conditional use over the change to B1 to maintain a low profile along Savannah Road insofar as that is possible. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anyone else that would like to speak? Seeing none, Mr. Phillips.
If there is no objection from council, we will close the public hearing. Does council have any thoughts on how we would like to proceed? We could defer if you felt Mr. Cole's input would be valuable, or we could have our attorney read the title and take the vote. Ready to go forward? Mr. Moore, could you read the, are you boys okay with that?
I have no problem going either way. I have no problem waiting for Mr. Cole if you prefer to. It doesn't matter to me.
It's not his district.
Read the title, okay. Mr. Moore.
An ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a B1 neighborhood business district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 25,000 square feet of land, more or less. And that is in behalf of the change of zone 1652 on behalf of Elena Pedrell.
I need a motion in the affirmative to approve this application.
I'll offer the motion.
I have a motion to approve CZ 1652 by Ms. Deaver. Is there a second?
I'll second it.
A motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? If not, we'll take the vote. Ms. Deaver.
Well, I went out and looked at the property and from both sides of the road, and that's why I was asking about photos, if there are any photos, because all I could see were commercial signs. And to me, it's a commercial area, and I, you know, that may not be a professional statement, but that's what I saw with my own two eyes. And this is a very small site. I don't see anything drastic or negative happening on this little site, and I don't see any reason to turn this down. And I would like to adopt these proposed finding of fact and vote yes.
Ms. Deaver votes yes. Mr. Vincent.
Based on recommendation planning and zoning, I vote no.
Mr. Vincent votes no. Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
The application is one that does appear to conform to the area. With the findings, I agree with the majority. I vote yes. Motion carried.
Thank you. Yes, the next hearing this evening is change of zone 1653, an application of Deerfield Meadows LLC to amend the comprehensive zoning map from a GR residential district to an AR1 agricultural residential district. Mr. Lang?
Yes, thank you. I'll pass down to the book. This is an application to change from GR, General Residential, to AR1, Agriculture Residential, for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broad Creek 100, Sussex County, for land lying south of Route 20, 1,850 feet east of Road 483, and to be located on 28.12 acres, more or less. The Planning and Zoning Commission held public hearing on this application on July 9th of 2009. For the benefit of council, I just passed down copies of an exhibit booklet provided by the applicant showing the site and the intents. The commission in the public hearing, based on a letter from DLDOT, found that the department has no objection to the entrance location as proposed on the subdivision of the property, that the Department of Natural Resources has issued a non-binding statement of feasibility for the subdivision for septic systems, that we received comments from the Sussex Conservation District. I'm based on soils. There are seven soil types. That the County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division responded that the site is located in the Blaze Planning Area Number 2, that individual on-site septic systems are proposed, that the project is not in an area where the county has a schedule to provide sewer service, and that a concept plan is not required. Drew Ward was present on behalf of Deerfield Meadows LLC and gave presentation. There were no parties present in support of or in opposition to the application. At the conclusion of the public hearing, the commission discussed this application. It was noted that the application proposed a downzoning from GR to AR1 and that the rezoning would bring the entire parcel into one zoning category. Mr. Johnson stated he would move that the commission recommend approval of change of zone 1653 for Deerfield Meadows, LLC, for a change of zone from GR General Residential to AR1 Agriculture Residential based upon the record and for the following reasons. One, the change in zone from GR to AR1 is essentially downzoning that will result in less intensive uses of development of the property in the future. Two, that AR1 zoning is appropriate for the property and will be consistent with other zoning in the area. And three, this change of zone is appropriate since it will create zoning district boundaries that are consistent with property boundaries. There was a motion, a second, and carried unanimously to forward this application to council with a recommendation that the application be approved for the reasons stated. The motion carried 3-0, and I've received no additional comments to date since that public hearing. That's all I have, unless you have questions.
Yeah, whose idea was it to call this Vincent Farm Lane?
Oh, that's been called that for.
Oh, I see.
Forever, I think.
That's
probably because years ago my grandparents owned that farm.
Is that right? I wondered about.
Family owned that farm.
Is that right?
Yeah. I think that's right.
I'll be darned.
I don't think so.
I'll be darned. Okay.
Sam, I'm getting no royalties. No royalties.
If they want me to vote for this, they got to put my name on
it. We can do that.
That's what I.
Yeah, we want Vincent Wilson. Yeah.
If there are no further questions from the council to Mr. Lank and Mr. Ward.
Good evening, Drew Ward, Millsboro, Delaware, on behalf of Deerfield Meadows. The change of zone application before you is being proposed as a change of zone, as Mr. Lawrence mentioned, or Mr. Lank mentioned, from the GR to AR1. Parcel is 28 acres that we're looking at rezoning, located east of Seaford. As Mr. Lank mentioned, we are looking at rezoning this property to provide for a cluster subdivision. Currently in the GR zoning, there is no cluster criteria option. The cluster design that we have proposed at the planning and zoning stage is approximately one unit to the acre. And by doing the cluster design, we're able to maintain over 30% open space. I know that is somewhat of a site plan review parcel, but we are looking at trying to save open space by doing a cluster. Based on the permitted uses and densities in the GR zoning as compared to the AR1, we do believe that this application is a down zoning and are trying to put the entire parcel into an AR1 zoning. Under the proposed application, the density will actually be less than the current density permitted in the current GR zoning. Instead of manufactured homes, which are permitted in the existing zoning, I'm proposing low-density, restricted community consisting of moderately priced modular and stick-built homes, really designed for local residents. The application has been through the PLUS and TAC process, and we've made modifications to the plan based on those groups. And also in your packet, as Mr. Lank had mentioned, we do have a statement of feasibility from DENREC, letter of no objection from DELDOT. We have discussed with Sussex Conservation District designing the site to promote water quality management as well as reduced runoff and erosion. In closing, this application is intended to downzone an existing GR parcel to an AR1 for the cluster subdivision purpose. This zone application will provide homes consistent with those in the area and will not adversely affect the neighborhood or surrounding areas. I respectfully request to you guys approve change of zone 1653. And Mr. John Murray with Kircher Engineering is going to comment on a few technical pieces of the change of zone.
Good evening. My name is John Murray. I'm a project manager with Kircher Engineering, located here in Georgetown at 413 East Market Street. The only other thing that I'd like to touch on in relation to the rezoning, Mr. Ward had done a pretty good job of summing up what this application really is. In looking at the future land use, the comprehensive plan, this area is identified as both a rural area and a developing area. In fact, it's a mixed residential developing area, and that falls along the zoning line of what you currently see. In the packet that Mr. Ward prepared, you'll see a map that basically shows the divide between the AR1 zoning and the GR zoning. So this, as was mentioned, is simply a cleanup to create a comprehensive zoning for the property and putting it into conformance with what the site plan is requesting. One thing of mention is that in the comprehensive plan, an area that is a developing area, and mixed residential developing area at that, would be permitted anywhere from 4 to 12 units per acre based on the comprehensive plan. We do feel that based on what has been presented for the rezoning, that what is proposed is keeping more in character what the area of Concord is, and that maintaining a GR zoning would not keep in line with what the trend has been in the area in terms of land development. There are very few properties in this area that have taken advantage of a GR zoning. One of those developments, a mobile home park, is in a great deal of disrepair. So we feel that keeping the AR1 zoning will maintain the integrity of what the area is. So that is all they have, and I'm here to answer any questions you may have.
Is it what state level is it level 3 level, what is it level?
It's actually an investment level 4. There's a very small pocket of investment level 3 that is just to the west of this property in the triangulated area where there's an existing gas station. It's somewhat odd because typically with the investment level overlays you find a corresponding 1, 2, 3, 4. We have a pocket of 3, but it doesn't extend to us, even though the comprehensive plan identifies this as a developing area.
Any other questions of the applicant or his witness? If not, is there anyone else here in wants to speak in favor of this application? Not seeing anyone. Is there anyone in opposition? Not seeing anyone. Mr. Phillips.
Thank you, Mr. Moore. If there's no objection from council, we will close the public hearing. And if there's no objections from council, I'll ask our attorney to read the title.
Yes, this is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from a GR general residential district to an AR1 agricultural residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broad Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 28.12 acres, more or less.
Could I have a motion to approve, please?
I'll make the motion.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
I have a motion and a second to approve CZ 1653, application of Deerfield Meadows. Is there any further discussion? If not, we'll take the vote. Ms. Deaver.
Well, I'd rather see it zoned for a cluster development than GR. I just wish we could divide the roads, but I will vote yes for it.
Mr. Vincent.
Based on the fact that is, in fact, I think a down zoning from GR to AR1 and that planning zone recommended approval, I vote yes.
Mr. Wilson.
I vote yes.
Based on the recommendation of planning and zoning for the reasons stated, I also vote yes. Motion carried. Does the council have any further business? Not
I. Adjourn.
Second, please.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye.